Welcome to We Sing Our Faith, sharing the music and ministry of today's Catholic recording artists. I am your host, Julie Carrick, and it is my privilege to share my fellow artists with you. Thank you for joining me this week on We Sing Our Faith. I love to take an opportunity with a Marian feast day to kind of, I guess, make clear what it is we as Catholic believe about Mary and how we honor her. And I do mean that. We honor her, but let me make it very, very clear, we do not worship Mary. So many times we kind of come under attack as Catholics because of our relationship with Mary, that somehow we make her equal to Jesus or equal to God, and that is so not the case. We fully understand and accept Mary as our great intercessor because she's the mother of our Savior. She's his mama, right? In Hebrew, if he called Father, God the Father, Abba, which would basically equivalent to Daddy, then when we would think of his relationship with our Blessed Mother, he would have called her Amma, which is mama, mommy. That's his mother. In the words of St. Maximilian Kolbe, do not be afraid to love Mary too much, because we could never love her as much as Jesus loves her. That's his mom. So this weekend, I want to just share some beautiful things about Mama Mary, and of course, the artists who have written amazing songs and have recorded beautiful music all about our Blessed Mother. So to begin the program today, I want to go to the song Mary's Son with Chris Paget. Let's take a few minutes.
Your face is smooth, you look so young, surely you're not the one. When your mother's here, your father's there, we know where you are from.
Heard the coolest story about the Virgin Mary.
Thank you, Chris. I think that's one of my favorites of yours. And just the beauty of that phrase in there, if he was good enough for Jesus, well, she should be good enough for us, right? The beauty of Mama Mary and her yes, giving that beautiful yes. But here's the thing with Mary. You know, so many times there's one extreme to the other. We have her, you know, so high on a pedestal that we forget really that she lived a 100% human life. She's 100% human, right? And even though she gave that yes, lived that yes, and gave her life to God, she was not prevented the sorrows. She had the amazing joys for sure. But the sorrows that she was allowed to experience being the mother of the Savior, you know, having to leave right from Bethlehem and be in exile because Herod wanted Christ dead, and then finally being able to bring him to the temple and hearing those words of Simeon that this child, you know, is going to be hated and loved and hated and loved, you know, and Mary, he said to her, and you, woman, a sword of sorrow will pierce your heart. And we know that it did because we watched all throughout Mary's life with Christ, the great joys as he healed, the great sorrows as he himself died for us. And so it was a few years ago, I was working on a project, Lend Me Your Heart, all about the life of Mary. And I wrote a song for her. And the song is entitled, Woman of Sorrow, Woman of Joy. And as I sing this one for you today, I'm going to invite you to just let your heart draw close to the Blessed Mother.
Truth of grace, woman of anguish,
You know, when we recorded that song, Woman of Sorrow, Woman of Joy, the guys just pulled out all the stops. I love the way that they attached, not just to the music, but in a lot of ways, attached to Mary for the first time, realizing how much she was willing to give her entire life to be the mother of the Savior, to put her trust in God 100%. And this weekend, as we honor her assumption into heaven, and we look at those passages in Scripture that really point toward this, that she would be taken up to a place of great beauty, and the way that God would not ever have allowed decay to invade her body, because she was so perfect, and being this incredible vessel when she said yes to conceiving in her womb through the power of the Holy Spirit and bringing forth the Christ, of course God would have a special place for her. And so the Assumption of Mary that we celebrate this weekend, and we acknowledge that she not only gave that yes, but she lived it perfectly. When she gave her fiat, as the angel Gabriel came to her, and she said, "Let it be done unto me according to your word." And what a powerful, powerful four little letters, fiat. "Let it be done unto me. Yes, Lord." And so from Jason Malachi today, I want to go to his song, Fiat. And the beauty, and I don't know, there's something about hearing men sing about Mama Mary. I wanted to have, in the early part of the show today, the men singing these. And Jason just has such a phenomenal way of sharing his heart as a Catholic man, and clearly his love of Mama Mary. So let's be blessed for the next few moments as Jason Malachi sings for us now, Fiat.
Something to say to you, 'cause I know he never refuses you. So just please ask him for me, petition the king, he stands greeting you. Hail Mary, full of grace, the according to thy will.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you. Again, you know why I love this man's voice. I love his heart and I love his ministry. And as we continue along today with this program all about Mary, I have to go to my song, The Angelus. And that very moment when the angel came to her and said, Mary, what do you say? And she said, yes, let it be done unto me. And here's the beauty of the Angelus, the prayer that is prayed at 6 a.m. and at noon and at 6 p.m, these 3 times of day that we are asked to kind of pause. And as Mary gave her yes, each one of us is called to give our yes, to say yes to what it is that God wants in our life. He wants only what is best for us. And when we can take 3 times a day just to kind of pause and say, Lord, thy will be done, not mine, but yours. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Whatever it is you want in my life, Lord, that's what I want. And Mary gives us that great example, and that is why we as Catholic pray the beautiful Angelus 3 times a day. Well, again, when I was working on a project, and this one comes from the Come to the Manger project, there was something about pausing 3 times a day to pray the Angelus that just affected me. And so each day, now I don't sing it 3 times a day, although sometimes I'm tempted. I wanted to make a beautiful big musical out of this little prayer. And that's what this song is about. Just engaging us to say, yes, Lord, as Mary said yes, let me say yes. And to take those 3 times a day just to pause and give God the glory. So from me, your host, Julie Carrick, my song, The Angelus.
The angel of God declared unto Mary, and she gave her heart, her soul, her yes. And she conceived of the Holy Spirit. And the angel sang, oh, the angel sang, Gloria in excelsis Deo. Perfect love, bride of the Paraclete,
just joined us today on We Sing Our Faith, I am your host, Catholic recording artist, mission presenter, and author, Julie Carrick, and it is always a privilege to spend this hour with you. Now, for information about each and every one of the artists whose music and ministry we share, please visit WeSingOurFaith.org. WeSingOurFaith.org. That's the site. The toll-free number is 1-888-880-6874. And we are here to connect you with all of the artists. And remember, at that same website, there is a link for your prayer requests. So please take a few moments and send those to us, because part of our prayer team literally prays the rosary every single day for these intentions. We have over 200 people who are praying for your needs. Now, as we continue today, I have to go to a favorite, and this is Liz Owen from Grand Rapids, Michigan. And the way that she has taken one of the prayers of St. Bernard of Clairvaux, which St. Bernard is mostly known for his prayer, the Memorare, and that beautiful, powerful, intercessory prayer that we ask Mama Mary to pray for us. Much like we would go to our own earthly mothers or dear friends, if we have something going on in our life and we say, would you please pray for us? Would you please pray for me? My friend is sick, or I have an illness, or dad's looking for whatever. I mean, there are these times that we just need that intercessory prayer. And so the Memorare is a great one for that. But one of the other prayers that St. Bernard penned, Liz Owen has taken this beautiful prayer and set it to music. And the part of this prayer that just strikes my heart is that at the moment the angel Gabriel asked Mary, will you say yes to being the mother of the Savior? The entire universe held its breath, waiting for her reply. That moment where creation, the Creator, was speaking with his created, and to ask her, will you say yes? And in that brief couple of seconds before Mary's fiat left her lips, the world waited with bated breath for her reply. Will the Savior come through this woman? And she said yes. What a beautiful and powerful image for us to ponder, especially as we honor Mary this week in her assumption into heaven, that she, the created, went back to her Creator unblemished and in perfect unity with him her entire life, having said yes, given birth to the Savior after conceiving of the power of the Holy Spirit, our salvation was assured. How magnificent! By her reply, salvation entered the world through her womb. So the way that Liz Owen has taken this beautiful prayer of St. Bernard of Clairvaux and has put it into the most beautiful song, and it is entitled One Reply.
You have heard, O Virgin Mild, you will bear a son. And not by man, but by the Spirit, freedom shall be won. The angel waits on you. Oh Mary, do not be afraid. We wait in expectation. Gentle Mary, hasten,
lacks compassion for ancestors of old. Soon give your word. Answer quickly to the Lord. In your answer ways salvation and our sin.
Thank you, Liz. That is absolutely one of my favorite songs of hers. Now, one of her other favorites, which I'll get to in the near weeks, is her song Prodigal. And the way that she takes scripture and just puts it into the most beautiful lyric and music that it just touches your heart. That's what it's all about when we share our faith using the emotions of our heart and soul, because we are, you know, we are soul, but we are also human. I mean, we need to connect both in the emotional sense as well as the spiritual sense. And the beauty of music allows that to happen. And so I'm very, very grateful for Chris Padgett and for Jason Malachi and for Liz Owen. And what a privilege to share their music. Now, as we continue along today on this beautiful weekend celebrating and honoring Mama Mary, I want to go to one more from my Lend Me Your Heart project. And it's the song Held Within Your Heart. When I think of Mary and the beauty of her life and the way that her story is shared throughout Scripture in the life of Christ, if we don't take the opportunity to sit down at least once a day and ask the mother of our Savior to intercede for us, we are really, really missing a great gift of grace. Because her entire life, the entire story of Mary's life, is an amazing one, teaching us that even though we give that yes, our life isn't going to be perfect this side of eternity, right? While we are still north of the daisies, but south of heaven, we live on this earth. And because the world has so many things that are against God, it is not easy to live here. But we can ask Mary to lend us her heart, to help us say yes, and to live a life of chastity, to live a life of unconditional love, to live a life where we give our entire focus to God, knowing that even as we are here going to work and to school, we are earning an income, or we are, you know, working as a student to graduate. There are all of the different aspects of life that are difficult. The world will throw everything in front of us that is damaging to our soul and honestly puts us in great peril when it comes to our salvation. But if we'll take just a minute a day and ask Mary to intercede, what a different life we will live. Even though we will still have illness and sorrows and times of trial, we know that through Christ, through her Son, we have triumph. We have an amazing gift of salvation waiting for us. So that's what this next song is all about. It's asking Mary, as we kind of look at the way that she held things in her heart and we hear her story, we are encouraged. So from me, your host, Julie Carrick, Held Within Your Heart.
Who could you go to? Who could you tell your story to? Who could ever, 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 ever comprehend the life that he'd prepared for you to live? And there it was in front of you. You heard, you saw, you knew. And all of this you held within
I love singing that one. I love that everything that Mary experienced, that she held in her heart, ultimately was everything that leads us each closer to her Son, through the Immaculate Heart and deeper into the Sacred Heart of her Son. And what a gift that is. And there's another artist, another favorite of ours, and that's Kitty Cleveland. And the project that Kitty did a few years ago, her Marian project, is just so absolutely beautiful. And one of the songs from this one is "On This Day, O Beautiful Mother." And again, I want to reiterate that we do not worship Mary. When we sing songs about her, sharing the beauty of her life and the beautiful, profound purpose of her yes, we are honoring her, because God honored her first. But these are not songs of worship. These are songs that simply honor the woman who is closer to God than we can ever be. And so as Kitty sings for us, "On This Day, O Beautiful Mother," I'm going to invite you again to just lay down those needs into Mary's hands, asking the Mother of the Savior to take them through her Immaculate Heart and into the perfect Sacred Heart of her Son. Let's take a few minutes.
On this day, a beautiful mother, on this day,
for the beauty of your voice, for the beauty of your heart, and the way that you share your love of Jesus Christ as you also love his mama. And just the great way that Kitty and all of these artists, again, just take us on that journey through Mary's heart, but not stopping there, going through her heart and ending up in the Sacred Heart of her son. That's what it's all about. And so now, to take us to the top of the hour, I want to share with you my rendition of the Schubert Ave Maria. And having been involved in a full-time ministry for 25 years, it was not until just a few years ago when I was working on the project Lend Me Your Heart that I felt that I could really sing this version of the Ave Maria with all of the beauty and the intensity that it needs. I always felt like it was one of those songs that I had to be fully grown up before I would be able to sing. And I felt like that happened when I was working on that project. And hearing the playback of it, sitting that day in the studio after hearing the recording finished, I wept because of the beauty in the way that this lovely, simple prayer, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. And we have the audacity to respond, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for me a sinner, now and at the hour of my death. Amen. And that is the beauty of the Ave Maria, is the simplicity of the prayer, sung with the most intense heart, because we know the power of that prayer as Mama Mary prays it for us. So from me, your host, Julie Carrick, to take us to the top of the hour, Ave Maria.
Grazie.
Again, I want to say thank you for taking this hour with me each week. It is such a privilege to spend this time with you. For information about all of the artists, please visit WeSingOurFaith.org. WeSingOurFaith.org, that's the site. The toll-free number is 1-888-880-6874. Again, 1-888-880-6874, and we are here to connect you with all of the artists. And now, until next week, may God bless you and keep you.
A beacon of truth in a troubled world. This is the Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
Hi, I'm Father Sam Medley of the Soul Community. I'd love for you to join me on The Quest. Every Monday and Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern, we talk about the church, the sacraments, relationships, and how to find peace in a noisy world. Your questions and calls are always welcome. That's The Quest, 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern. Right here on the Guadalupe Radio Network, the free GRN app, and streaming on social media. I hope you'll tune in.
When you donate a car to the Guadalupe Radio Network, you're not only supporting your local Catholic radio station, you're also getting a great tax deduction. So if you have a vehicle that you don't want anymore, consider making a tax-deductible donation to the Guadalupe Radio Network by calling 1-866-628-CARS or go to grnonline.com and click on Donate. From the folks at the GRN, thank you, and may God abundantly bless you.
When I was in college, I ended up having a lot of questions about my faith, and I ended up leaving the church. After a series of personal tragedies, I really felt a need to come home to a church, and that's when I came back to the Catholic Church. I never realized before that we get, at every Mass, the Old Testament, the New Testament, the Psalms, and the Gospel. I never realized before, it's all biblically based. The Catholic Church is based on the Bible. This is the church that Christ started. And we practice all the sacraments as he gave them to us. And I think that's important. I love getting up and going to church. I love going to Mass. I feel like I get to go to Mass, not like I have to go to Mass. The joy, I have joy in my spirit. I have a lightness in my spirit that I haven't had before. I love the Catholic Church with all my heart. And I can't imagine my life without it. My life is totally different now.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church for whatever reason, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today.
Hi, this is Dr. David Anders from EWTN's Call to Communion. I believe that the ministry of Catholic radio is one of the greatest tools we have in the church for evangelism today. I hear from people all over the world on a daily basis who have encountered Christ in the Catholic Church for the first time by listening to Catholic radio. Please support the ministry of Catholic Radio today. Support Guadalupe Radio Network.